Well, fuck this. I've been home for a week. I've been trying so hard to find time or a place to record something for you guys. But my parents' house is so small and filled with people all the time, and it's impossible to get even a second alone. So, I'm downstairs in the cold, dark basement bathroom, and this is where I'm gonna record this because I've been left with no other choice. So, somebody suggested to me that I should do some kind of hysterical questionnaire. So I'm gonna take a crack at it. All right, this is ridiculous. Okay, Question number one. What's your favorite thing about your personality, and what's one thing you're working to change / develop? It's a good question. You know, I think I'm a pretty good listener. I think I'm a pretty good listener. I think I'm pretty good at empathizing with other people. That's something that I like about myself, about my personality. One thing I'd want to change and develop is I can be painfully shy sometimes, and it makes it really hard to meet new people and make new friends, and those are both things that I want to try to work on. Alright, what's something about your appearance that you think is sexy, and what is something you don't particularly like? Let's think. Something about my appearance I think is sexy. I really like my eyes. I have green eyes, and those are rare, I've heard, so I've been told that they're pretty sexy, so that's one thing I like. Something I don't particularly like, let's see. You know, I wish I had a bigger butt sometimes. Like, I see all these girls on Reddit that have these amazing asses, and I'm like, God, why can't that be me? But, you know, I'm working with what I got. Okay, number three, what's the most recent thing that seriously turned you on? Most recent thing. I'm losing my train of thought. This is hard. This is really hard. Okay, the most recent thing that seriously turned me on. Probably, I follow a subreddit called Massive Cock, and I go on there sometimes and just, you know, just scroll, and every post on there, I would say, it's probably kind of a cop-out answer because, you know, obviously big dicks turn me on, but, you know. Okay, what's a hobby that you have that people probably wouldn't expect of you? I love to bake. I love to bake. I love making pies and bread and all kinds of things. So probably not something you'd expect from a girl who spends her spare time recording ramble faps for strangers to hear on the internet, but, you know, it's what I do. What's a turn-on you have that people probably wouldn't expect of you? Oh, this is interesting. So, I don't know why, probably because I have a pretty breathy, high-pitched voice, but it seems like a lot of people think I'm into, that daddy, you know, little girl thing, but I'm really not. Actually, I'm more of a switch. I think I'm not totally submissive. I like to be a little bit of a brat sometimes, you know. I like to have a comeback or like, you know, snap back at whoever's trying to tell me what to do. Because I don't let just anybody tell me what to do, you know. I like to hold my ground a little bit. So sometimes I like to be dominant, which surprises people sometimes. When's the last time you masturbated before this recording? Oh, I can't even remember. This is so sad. I can't even remember because I've been stuck at this house for such a long time, and it sucks because I don't have any time to do that. So I don't even remember. It feels like such a cop-out answer, but sorry. What's the kinkiest thing you fantasize about? I'm not particularly kinky, I don't think. You know, I like being tied up. I don't really know if I'd like tying somebody else up, but I guess the kinkiest thing I've done is one time I had sex in the woods, like in the middle of the day. Like next to like a hiking path, and like anyone could have seen me. So I guess that was something. Okay. What is your favorite thing about being part of Gone Wild Audio? My favorite thing is that at any time, any person, anywhere could be listening to me, and I could like in public, and I would be standing right there, and they would have idea. That turns me on so much, you know, like the idea like anyone I know could have heard my voice before. It's crazy, you know, like nobody knows. So that's my favorite thing. Okay. Last question is narrate what you're doing right now and keep on narrating until you make yourself come. Okay. Well, I don't know if you guys have heard, but the acoustics in this bathroom really suck. So I had my vibrator with me, but I turned it off because I didn't want like that to be the only thing you could hear. So if you don't mind, I think I'll just take that back out again and start easing that on myself and then narrate that. So yeah, it's pretty loud. So right now I'm just holding it really tightly against my clit. I'm spreading my legs on either side of the sink and kind of bracing myself against the wall. Thing. I'm coming.